So, what is a flashback in fiction? A flashback is a great way to talk about the past. Normally, you want to talk about the past as little as you can in your fiction. You want to be able to make the past as vivid and enticing as the present moment. People are very finicky when it comes to forward momentum. It's all based on survival mechanisms. You're out in the forest, you're sitting around a fire, and then all of a sudden you hear a sound somewhere. Is that the enemy tribe sneaking up on you and approaching and going to take your food that you're cooking over the campfire? You're on high alert, you pay attention, you look around, your senses are really noticing everything going on. You're thinking about the future. You're not thinking about something that happened to you a long time ago and mulling it over in your mind. And you're paying attention right now, and that's the way that you want your readers to be paying attention right now to what's happening, because they're worried about the survival and well-being of that protagonist, and they want to know what's about to happen, what mysterious, suspenseful thing is going on, right? So they're not thinking like, oh, what happened to this character in the past? Give me 5 or 6 pages of expository prose describing that person's upbringing. No, that's not what they want to hear. So they may, at some point, however, want to hear something about the character's past. So the character is more well-rounded. We understand the reasons for the character's behavior and the dynamics between that and another character, why that character is feeling uncomfortable in that particular setting, for example, why the subtext is there, why the subconscious motives are there that maybe this character doesn't even know. So there are many reasons to show us something in the past. However, don't start out ever with a flashback. No. And don't ever start out with expository prose giving us the backstory. Everybody is going to put that down. Nobody is going to read that unless they're in a class and they're waiting to give you some nice encouragement saying, oh, what a lovely story. But they would not pick it up in real life. Expository backstory at the beginning of a story is not okay. So, at some point, though, you can go into a flashback. If you have to have expository backstory for a sentence or so here or there, you can do it as long as it's not near the beginning. Really not near the beginning, anywhere near the beginning. But only if you've earned it. And you have to earn a flashback as well. Expository, you really have to earn, but a flashback, you have to earn too. How do we earn it? By making these people wonder what's going to happen in the future, just like always, the forward momentum. Well, maybe there's something about what's this mystery of what's going to happen in the future that can be explained to some degree by a flashback. The readers can start putting together the clues. People like to put together clues, like, oh, now I am starting to guess that maybe what's going to happen is related to what happened in the past with this flashback. I'm so smart. I'm putting it together. People like to feel smart. So, once you've earned it and then you're ready to do the flashback, a flashback is generally not incredibly long. Again, people are really into forward motion, and if it goes on for a really long time, people start get confused. Like, wait, I thought, like, when are we? What's going on? So keep it relatively short. But the more vivid and enticing and full of action it is, the longer you can get away with. So a flashback, the term is related to Vietnam vets coming back after these horrible traumatic events, and they go into these experiences where they really believe they're there. It's like they're running around and they're shooting in their mind, and maybe in reality they start running around trying to shoot a stick or something. It's a psychological term for a very specific kind of experience where you have a flashback where you're there. you believe that all these details are real. Now, in some flashbacks, if somebody has been traumatized, it's going to be like that, where they really can't tell the difference. In fiction flashbacks, it may not be quite that extreme. They probably are able to tell the difference. They're probably not having some kind of a mental breakdown. But it's going to be just as vivid to them as if they were living it. And you want it to be just as vivid to the reader as if this was something you're writing in present tense. If you write about it, you know, John remembered what it was like when he went to summer school. It was not fun. That's not a flashback. That's just saying John remembered what it was like when he went to school. A flashback would include John remembering what the steps sounded like when he walked on them, and how there was a broken step, and whenever he would step on it, he would wonder if he was going to like teeter on this step, and he could smell the mold coming from the building. It's like, this building really needs to be redone, and he's going inside, and he opens the door, and he hears the sounds of the people in the hallway, and they're not speaking his language because he's in another country. He's teaching English in Asia somewhere. So, you know, it involves all of the senses. It involves movement and action, and that's a flashback. A flashback is not expository. It's not telling. It is showing. And generally not too long, generally not at the beginning, generally not too close to the beginning. And it should be exciting and give us a clue. It should have some reason. We may not know what the reason is yet, but we need to be able to trust that the narrator has a reason in mind, and it's not just some random thing for no reason. Giving us multiple sides to a character, there's a reason for that, but a whole flashback is too much to do just to give us multiple sides without also giving us some forward momentum that's going to be a clue, foreshadowing, for example, of something that's going to happen later. So if it's a very, very short flashback, it can just be adding a little bit more to that character. But if it's a full long paragraph, for example, then it needs to be something that will be referred to later at some point. All right. You're learning so much.